AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Shoot down. Turkey has shot down a Russian warplane after weeks of tension between the two nations. Turkey claims its warplane shot down the Russian aircraft after it ignored repeated warnings that it was in Turkish skies. Russia is flying bombing missions over neighboring Syria and says its warplane did not stray into Turkish airspace. Video shows two crew members parachuting out of the plane, but Moscow says it has had no further contact with them. The Islamic State group and other terror groups are threatening more strikes around the world. And as the Thanksgiving holiday approaches, the State Department is warning Americans to be on alert in public places. AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports from Washington.
The worldwide travel alert for Americans is in effect until February 24th. The State Department says militants with the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups continue to plan attacks in multiple regions.
The French President François Hollande meets with President Obama at the White House later this morning, 11 days after the Islamic State group killed 130 people in the Paris terror attacks. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president will hear from Hollande what French and Belgian security forces have learned about the cell that carried out the Paris attacks. And the two will discuss Syria, where French jets have bombed Islamic State group strongholds with targeting info supplied by the U.S.
This morning, French authorities have been questioning a suspect linked to attackers who terrorized Paris. He's suspected of providing lodging for the attackers, though he has said he didn't know they were terrorists. Australia's prime minister, who's just back from meetings with world leaders, says there is no support among them for sending troops to Syria and Iraq to take back ground from the Islamic State group. This is AP Radio News. New Orleans is vowing to track down whoever opened fire in a crowded park on Sunday night. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
An angry New Orleans mayor delivers a simple message for the gunman who shot up a city park.
We are coming after you.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the men who opened fire on each other with a crowd of families, teens, and young adults between them need to be put away.
We're going to bring every resource to bear to make sure that we find you and that we put you behind bars.
11 of the 17 people shot are under the age of 21, one just 10 years old. All will survive. But Landrieu says one may never walk again. I'm Tim McGuire.
Five people were shot and wounded in Minneapolis last night near the area where protesters are holding an ongoing demonstration over the killing of a black man by a police officer. It's not clear what prompted the shootings of the five people last night, and no one is in custody that we know of. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.